Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a Boosie show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a health, wellness, overall just amazing person who is very unconventional and is celebrating Christmas in a 40-foot school bus that has been converted into her home. I will tell you all about her and introduce you as soon as we come back from these messages from our sponsors. Hi, I'm Isabel Alvarez-Arada, the host of Covered in Pet Hair. You know the expression, cats have nine lives? Well, what if you could give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying and neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. I'm your host, Isabel Alvarez-Rada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with a pet parent, an entrepreneur. She's a former triathlete, a former event manager, and she's wife to Tim, holistic health junkie on a 2-year traveling journey, like I said, on a 40-foot yellow school bus that she and her husband have converted and share with 4 dogs. Austin, who we will discuss at length, I'm sure, Harper, Blanca, and Kingsley. She is the founder of Austin and Cat, a holistic wellness supplement brand that is celebrating its 10th year in business. She is Cat. Welcome, the founder behind Austin and Cat. How are you? It's so good to finally have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm really looking forward to our chat today.
Well, I am so excited because, I mean, obviously I invited you on the show to be my Christmas guest because we both celebrate Christmas. Happy holidays, no matter what you celebrate. But I just found out that you're going to be celebrating this first Christmas on this school bus, and I cannot wait to get into the details, what you have planned, what you have to forego now that you're in a smaller space. But before we do all that, I want to introduce our drinking game today. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game, anytime you hear this word,
the secret word is Austin.
Take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, but please be over 21 in the U.S. to partake. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So are you joining us with any kind of special festive cocktail today?
I wish I could say I am, but it's still 2 o'clock here in the PNW and I'm going to have to go back to work when we're done chatting today.
I know. I hear that so much. So that's why I'm actually having eggnog sans anything, because I actually have to go help at a PTA event at my kid's school. And so I couldn't put any booze in here, but usually I put like a spiced rum. So cheers. Thank you for being on the show. I am so excited to have you as my guest.
Thank you. And I apologize if I move around a lot. So like I told you, I live on a bus. We are stationary right now, but we are in just outside of San Francisco at this really cool area. And my dogs have discovered hares. H-A-R-E.
Oh.
Hare. It's seen bunnies before, but not the colossal size of a hare. And so Blanca, one of our babies, is on the bed looking out the windows, going back and forth, back and forth. So I bounce around a little bit. So apologies.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I mean, this is just so much of an adventure. I love it. I can't wait to like dig in. I really want to learn all that you are experiencing, especially around Christmas time, because I feel like you're in the Pacific Northwest, right? So like it must be pretty festive, just like the environment, right?
Yeah, well, I take that back. I'm going to the Pacific Northwest next week.
Got it.
To visit my factory. We call it the Makery, which is where, and this is Blanca.
Hi, Blanca. She's here. beautiful.
Yeah, they're really cute. The Makery, which is where we obviously make all of our products. I'm going back for our holiday party there. But right now we're just outside of San Francisco. It's the West, I should say, just dropped the PNW, right?
Exactly, exactly.
But it is seeing Christmas. I've always, like, I grew up in Maine or lived in Maine for 20 plus years and then moved to Seattle. So Christmas was cold weather, right? So, you know, bundled up, puffy coat, put a hat on, go buy a tree. And here it's like, you know, Santa's got a Hawaiian shirt on, but the lights are still on the palm trees. And it's just a different way of seeing and appreciating. We drove by a Christmas tree place the other day and everyone was in shorts. And it just seemed so like, okay.
Okay, so I grew up in Miami. And yes, that's basically, you just described like a Miami Christmas. And it's so funny because I don't know if you remember in Home Alone 2, I think they went to Miami. And like, they're all stuck in like this like beach motel and it's like raining and it's hot. And like, it's not Christmas at all. And so I do agree that like seeing Christmas in like shorts is not my thing. And when my husband was deployed, I actually spent a year in Miami over Christmas. And I had to tell my mom, like, can we drive north, please? Because, like, I can't do the Christmas with the shorts. I needed sweater weather. I live in El Paso now where it's really hot during the summer, but we get cold winter, like, cold-ish winters. So, yeah, I need a little bit of, you know, like, the atmosphere for it to feel like Christmas. So I actually want to get to know all of your Christmas preferences in your Christmas yay or nay. So I am going to ask you about certain things, certain traditions, certain kind of key elements of Christmas. And you tell me if they're kind of part of your ritual or not. So are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay. First one, Christmas movies, yay or nay?
Oh, yay.
Okay, favorite Christmas movie?
The Holiday.
Oh, you're one of those, a rom-com.
Yeah, rom-com, yeah.
Yes, great. Least favorite Christmas movie or most overrated?
Oh, gosh, Elf, but I love it.
Okay, that's your least favorite. That's like my favorite. I mean...
No, I love it, but I think I think...
It's not as good as people think?
I think it was good when I had a lot to drink.
Touche, probably right. Okay, Christmas tree, yay or nay?
Yay.
Even on the bus?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, not even a little one? That would be hard, right?
I think with Kingsley, he's the rescue. I think he would pee on it because he has to pee where everybody pees.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, definitely a nay. Okay. Christmas dinner fave food. Like, is it a roast? Yay or nay?
Nay.
What do you eat usually?
Turkey.
You don't get like sick of turkey from Thanksgiving. I like turkey a lot. So I do too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Crown roasted pork is really nice too.
Yeah, that's true. Caroling, yay or nay?
Yay. Don't want to hear me sing.
Gift giving to like a million people. Are you the type that has like a long list of gifts?
No.
No. Gift giving to your significant other?
Sometimes, but it might be like a practical thing.
Got it. Yeah, I'm not big on gifts either. I think it's so like so silly to have to go buy something for everybody, even if they don't need it or want it. It's kind of, it doesn't set well with me. And thankfully, my parents, like when we were about 14, 15, they just stopped doing Christmas gifts. Like everybody just like had a nice Christmas evening, but it wasn't like a gift-centered holiday. So yeah, I agree with you. Okay, last one. Christmas baking, yay or nay?
Well, considering I do it 364 days of the year, nay.
Nay, and we're going to talk about why you bake so much. But tell me, okay, so you started in event planning. You're a competitive triathlete, former, I guess you don't compete anymore. But how did that segue into Austin and Kat?
Great question. It did do one of those, you know, windy trails. But I was at an event. My race series was getting honored. The person who was giving the award out just happened to be my husband. I had never met him before. We had similar beliefs and similar ideas of holistic health and whatnot. And he was leaving the sports space to go into the cannabis space, state of Washington. And, you know, long story short, we got together as a couple And about a year later, he was at a convention and called me, like, you know, when someone's so excited and they talk so fast and you don't know what to do, you're like, ah. And that's what it was. He was so excited talking to me about CBD. And I had this 14-year-old dog and we could help him all naturally and get it. You could bake and I know how to bake because I already work with cannabis. And so I was like, all right, let's give it a whirl. So what intended to be something that I was going to do to help my own dogs really just blossomed into what is now Austin and Cat. And I think right place, right time. You know, was it luck or hard work? Both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those things. But we're really fortunate to be getting to do what we love to do every single day and making an impact on dogs and cats all over the place, which is crazy. You know, I never thought in a million years it would be like this.
How many products did you start with versus how many you have now 10 years later?
I started with one. And I remember just a couple, maybe a month or two after I had started with that one, I was like, oh, I need a smaller version because we got little dogs who need it too. And now we're, you know, getting ready to the big trade shows at Global this year in Florida. We'll launch, I think, 6 new products. It'll put us up in the 30s of SKU of number of products available.
Amazing. Okay. And which is like your flagship product? Is there one that people kind of know Austin and Cat for, or a couple, or a line?
I think it's two, really. So we call one collection the Purple Collection. It's always been purple bags, but it's like everyday wellness. It's the introduction to CBD. It's the perfect intro for a customer who maybe has never used it before. It's very eye-catching. The branding is really beautiful. But our number one selling product across the country, doesn't matter if you're in Maine or if you're in Texas or you're in Oregon, it's a product called Bailey's No More Wiggles. First of all, it's got the best name ever, right? All of our products have always been created for specific pets of my own. So Bailey is one of our dogs. He's not on the journey with us. He's too old now. He's staying back in Seattle with Harriet, who's our daughter. And the Bailey's No More Wiggles is a calm and quiet. So Bailey really struggled with anything that would make him nervous. Mailman, UPS truck backing up, thunderstorms, fireworks, trips to the vets, nail trims, you name it. So we really needed to develop a product for him specifically. I never thought it was going to become the bestseller, but it is absolutely the bestseller.
That is amazing. I love it. And what does it contain that it calms them?
Right. So it contains CBD, which we know has relaxation properties, but it also contains ingredients like lavender and chamomile, passion flower, L-tryptophan, so all things that, I love the tale, all things that really elicit calm. And when we were first, like, you know, when you're writing the brief on the product you want to create, it was like sleepy time tea. Remember Celestial Seasoning,
yes.
Sleepy time tea?
Yes.
That was like my vision. That's what I want to create. She does not need, Eric, you does not need Bailey's No More Wiggles.
No, my cat is here because, like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm having eggnog. And of course, the cat's like, what is that? Can I have some? So that's why you're going to see a tail just coming back and forth. And yes, actually, you're right. My cat does not need any of those things. But I have two dogs that are very worked up. They're easily worked up, I should say. And the reality is so many dogs are, and we think of dogs as easygoing and cats as like intense, and that's not always the case. Do you only do products for dogs?
Nope, we do cat products also. Yeah.
Awesome. There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to dig in more into you, who you are, about your brand, about your team, but we need to take a break right now as my cat rubs his face on my microphone. He's never really been this active on the show. I don't know what's going on.
Well, then maybe it's my name is Kat.
There you go. Wait, look at him. That's his face right there. He's a pretty baby, but you got to go, honey. So we're going to take a break right here. We're going to listen to our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to dig in to everything that Kat had to do to bring this amazing brand to life. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree.
Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Covered in Pet Hair. My name is Isabel Alvarez-Rada. I'm your host. And my guest today is Kat of Austin and Kat. You may know the brand. They've been around for 10 years. I met Kat at Super Zoo this year, 2024. We're celebrating Christmas together. I'm in my house in El Paso. She is on a 40-foot school bus, yellow school bus, that she and her husband have turned in to their beautiful abode for the next 2 years with four dogs in tow, which is just like a dream for so many people. And I want to dig into that. But first, I want to dig into just some questions about business ownership and like what that experience has been for you over the past 10 years. So this is called Austin and Kat 101, okay? And we're going to get to know like from the ground level what it took to bring this idea, this excitement that you described, your husband getting excited about CBD at a conference, to actually what it is today. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay, first things first. How long between deciding I'm going to do this for my dog and I'm going to do this for the general public? How long was that process?
Oh, gosh, it was probably, you know, a good solid year. Because I was making the products and then I was sharing them also. And that, I think it was that, you know, pushing me forward. And initially, I never really thought about selling it in stores alone. I was just going to have like this nice online business. And then I walked into a pet store. This was a couple years after I had launched and saw another product. And I was like, oh my gosh, the competitive gene in me just blew up and was like, wait a minute, my branding is better. I've probably got a better product. I looked at the ingredients. My ingredients are better. I'm like, I have to be in the store. And that was 2017, actually. So that was 3 years. So we had been online for a bit, and it was 2017. And it was a store in Seattle called All the Best Pet Care. It was like a 17 store chain or 16 store chain at the time. And they said yes. And I said, awesome.
Let's crush amazing.
It. And they're still one of my best customers today. Yeah.
Okay. So from you starting with your husband to getting your first employee, how long was that?
That was, you know, I was solo by myself for, I would say, a good couple, 2-3 years. I was making everything, packaging everything, was shipping everything. In some cases, I was even delivering to some stores, like the Seattle market. I drove around with Austin in the car and we would deliver packages, and which was great because it really, really developed relationships with those retail partners. It was really important. And they knew that I was there to support them, because if they were successful, I was successful. And then their customers were happy, right? So it was really important to do that those first few years. And then, you know, you slowly start to realize I can't wear every single hat and need to put some hats on other people. And that's kind of where it went. And I've been fortunate to have someone like my husband involved from the get-go. He came on to Austin and Kat full-time in December of 2019.
Nice.
But prior to that, he was my sounding board. He was, you know, what do I do in this case? How do I do this? What does this mean? I mean, there were so many, I was coming from such a different industry.
Yeah.
And never having had a consumer product.
Right.
I didn't know what margin meant. Like, I don't know what that meant.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay, so my next question is, how scary was this?
I think it was very scary, but I was too naive to realize how scary it was.
Naivete is a good thing sometimes. I agree. Like, you kind of don't know what you're getting into. What's been the hardest part? What, if there's one example you can give us about something that almost made you give up, maybe?
Banking. Banking has been very difficult because CBD is still in that gray area. And when I initially started, it wasn't considered even legal, right? So banking has been a challenge. We're very fortunate now to have really, really good relationships with our bank, but our credit card processors, they still charge us a premium. We don't pay the same thing that like a dog food company would pay. We pay a higher percentage because we're still considered a risky business.
Yes. So my mom is actually in compliance for banking. Like she's like, they just need to do something. They need to do something because it's so hard. And she's in Miami. So there are a lot of CBD companies there, lots of cannabis-based businesses there. And she says it's such a nightmare because they can't, their hands are tied. You know, the federal government's not really moving in any direction because it's still illegal. They can't really, like, have guidance to how to manage these things. So I totally agree. Like, we need to, like, either S or get off the pot kind of thing when it comes to this particular product because it really is, like, you know, it's there's so much gray and it really affects even, like, the consumer's experience, let alone, I can only imagine, the business that's actually supplying this product. So hopefully in the next few years, we'll see some improvement. I don't know that we will, but here's...
I do think it's coming. There's something called the Safe Banking Act. And once that gets through Congress and Senate, then things will start to change. It's going to take a while.
I mean,
I've been here for 10 years and it's, you know, moved at a snail's pace backwards.
Yes, exactly. There's just so much fear around it, which is so silly. What did your family and friends say when you said you were going to, you know, leave, you know, the event planning and do this, especially enter this industry that's considered cute and not that serious sometimes?
Yeah, you know, again, timing is so important. So the events that I was producing within New England in Maine, and I had committed myself to it for 10 years. We donated all of our profits to local charities. Our school system, pay to play sports. And my kids were going to be graduating high school at that point. So I knew it was time to pass the torch. So that the timing was perfect. The bigger challenge was telling my dad, who was in law enforcement, that I was going to be selling a product, right? And he was actually super, super supportive. I mean, was always my biggest fan and knew that I'm not going to do something stupid or anything that's going to put myself or my family at risk.
Right, right. Oh my gosh, that conversation must have been so fun. What does he think now?
Well, my dad passed away a couple years ago, but
I'm so sorry to hear that.
No, that's okay. It's okay. He lived a really wonderful life. He was super, super supportive and really proud.
That's
and it
awesome.
Was funny because they didn't have a dog or a cat. They were much, you know, elderly. But they always had my product on the kitchen counter, which is really, really special.
Oh, I love that so much. Last question. What's your favorite part and your least favorite part of running Austin and Cap?
My favorite part is meeting retailers and customers and customer who gets to share their experience about how their dog has been changed. And that's just like just warmed your heart all the time. I've got to go on the road on this past Tuesday in California with one of the distributor reps who represent our products and got to meet stores and stuff. And just that interaction's awesome. My least favorite thing I still think would be banking. Like it just is always going to be a gnaw in my craw, right?
Yes. No, I hear you. And I'm putting it out to the universe that in 2025, you see some, you know, progress there. So thank you for, you know, letting us dig into that kind of process because a lot of people have big dreams, but they don't know the work that goes into making those dreams a reality. So you mentioned that you're going back to the Pacific Northwest for your Christmas party. Is this something that you do every year for your team?
We do. Yeah, we do. I have such an awesome, awesome, cool team. And, you know, I've been on this bus journey since March and I have to rely very heavily on the team back there, the production team, the manufacturing team, sales team, everybody who's still back in the Seattle area. And kind of funny anecdote. And we had our company meeting this morning and we're prepping for the party. And I said, do we still have a pickleball court set up in the warehouse? And they all look at me like, I know you guys set a pickleball court up in our warehouse when I left. Like, but I want to play pickleball at the Christmas party. So.
Well, that sounds like a really fun Christmas party. How many people are on your team right now?
There are 12 of us.
Well, I met a few of them at Super Zoo, and they are such a great team. Your booth had such a great energy. I love your branding. I love the mural you had up. It's kind of like, you know, like the kitchen, that home, but modern and vintage all at the same time. You have a really good look. I really like it. How much do you kind of get involved in all the steps, or are you kind of really delegating these days?
Nope, very involved in everything. In fact, we're working on a marketing project that's due today for a new retailer in the Florida market. And, you know, Tim and I and the design team, we're all on Zoom and moving stuff around on our, you know, design sheets and everything. So yeah, I'm really involved in that. And I think it's a really collaborative effort when you do that, because everyone sees it differently. And everyone has something valuable to add. And we're talking about, like, obviously Tim's been with me for the 10 years, right? Emily, who's one of my designers, has been with me for 6 years. So they, like, we all speak the same language,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what I might have a block here and they might have something else. And you're like, oh, Eureka, that's amazing, right?
Yes. Yes. I love that. I do think that you guys have like a really nice team. You can kind of tell from the energy too. And it seems like you're like a kind of an open-minded person that takes feedback and takes suggestions. Do you have to involve the suggestions from your retailers as well, since you are marketing in their stores?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's critical, right? And we have some key retailers across the country that have all different types of stores. It might be a small little boutique-y store, might be, you know, a multiple thousand square foot store. And they're all going to have different needs, but making sure that they all have the same message, but just maybe scaled differently for each of them.
Exactly. Exactly. How many retailers are you in right now? More or less?
About 1,200 to 1,300.
Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, wait. I'm going to adjust that. I will say 1,629.
Gosh, congratulations in 10 years. That's amazing. That really is like a labor of love. Have you ever thought, like, what did I do? I mean, at this point, I think you probably know you're in the right place. But was there a moment in the journey that you were like, I mean, this is just too much?
Yeah, there were. I mean, a lot of it would revolve around these, you know, issues that we have with credit card processing, or, you know, the state of Idaho decided, no, we're not going to allow CBD sales anymore. We're like, wait, what? You can't do that. And it took like 9 months. For the NASC got very involved, and the National Animal Supplement Council got very involved, and we're able to overturn that. But you're like, you are really harming pets.
Yes.
And their pet parents who are having to now struggle with these issues that their dogs may be having, and they may be forced to be put on, you know, medical stuff that's going to hurt their liver or have long-term effects that isn't holistic, isn't wellness, right? And that's the journey that we want our pet parents to be on, a safe, healthy wellness journey.
Absolutely.
And when you have things like that, it's really frustrating. You're just like, why?
Yeah.
And so I would say those are the moments where you're like, should I have just done dog food? No.
Well, I know one of the things we bonded over, and I interviewed you actually on the spot at Super Zoo, was the quality of your ingredients. So was that a process that you had to learn to kind of know where to even start looking? What is it that you kind of right now know that you're after when you're looking at maybe new suppliers?
I love working with small independents. That's
okay.
I'm small and independent, right? And if you can have a direct line to an owner and know what their methodology is and why, what is their why? Why do they sell X, Y, or Z? And that message resonates with you. And then they check all the boxes in our, you know, supplier code of conduct and all those types of things and meet sustainability goals. And then we can have a great partnership. But I'm not afraid to say, you know what? I'm moving. I'm going to use this now because this is better.
Yes.
This improved.
Yes.
So those partnerships are really important. And we have some really, really good ones that I'm super proud of.
Did you ever stumble? Like, did you have a hard time finding? Because I have a feeling like it's not that simple to find the highest quality ingredients at, you know, the price point that you can actually use them in a pet product.
Yeah, especially those ingredients that need to come from overseas, like New Zealand Greenland,
yes,
mussel, for example. That's a big one that we buy direct from New Zealand. Whereas a lot of companies will buy from, you know, companies here in the United States that are importing. And if they're importing, okay, great. But they might be importing from one farm this month, then yeah, another farm next. I want to know that I get the same consistent ingredient every single time. That's just so, so important. Because then that means that my customer is going to get a repeatable experience, right? They don't want to have something change every single time.
Yeah.
So choosing, you know, the very, very best ingredients and making sure that they hit all of our requirements, then it's a win-win for everybody.
That is really smart. Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, everybody wants to source the best of the best. And I've never heard anybody say that that's one of the reasons is to maintain the consistency. Because you're right. Like, if you're constantly changing suppliers, then every month you're going to potentially get a different product to your pet. At the end of the day, it's not the same thing. So what are your plans for this Christmas season after your, you know, your team's Christmas party? Where are you going to be celebrating? Where are you headed? And what do you see for Austin and Kat in 2025?
So I'm going to be in Seattle all next week, see the team Christmas party. Then I'll come back and I'll meet up with Tim and the dogs in the bus, most likely in Southern California is my guess. And then we've got a big journey. I have made a commitment to be at a new retail partner in January and February in Florida. So we've got a cross-country drive ahead of us.
Nice.
Done this already a couple times in the bus over to New Hampshire and back. So yeah, but we're going to see a different part of the country this time. We're going to do the southern drive over instead of the northern drive over.
Well, if you drive through El Paso, let me know.
I will.
Seriously, please let me know.
Absolutely.
And tell me about 2025. Other than, of course, this commitment you've made for the first part of the year, and you're going to be at Global and you're probably going to be at Super Zoo. So
what plans
do you have in addition to launching those new products?
Yeah. So this is a year of innovation for sure.
Ooh.
There's a lot. If we accomplish all that we want to do, it will be simply
amazing.
Yeah. And I've got some really exciting things coming, some very new and unique things that'll be different than things that we've done before. So I think it's important to note that we're not just CBD. We are holistic supplements. And this past year, we launched two skin coat oils that have done really, really well. So there'll be additions to those types of products. And I'm stoked because everything that we make, I've made for my pets first. And having our own facility, like that's, you know, critical. It's not like I have somebody else making my products. We make them ourselves. And being able to do that, I can decide, oh yeah, this works or this doesn't work, or I can tweak it here or tweak it there. And it's what we do as a team. And in doing these two new oils, you know, they're both, one of them's really unique. It's a vegan version. So those pet parents who have issues with fish, and it's got great ingredients. I mean, like it's mind-blowing. And we used it on Kingsley. Kingsley's a rescue that we've had since April, and it changed him.
Yeah. Yeah. You were telling me before we recorded that he just showed up and never left, and I don't blame him. I mean, it sounds like he knows exactly where he's at. He needs to stay right there. So tell me, how can my audience learn more about your products and everything that you are offering pet parents today?
Yeah. So simple. It's Austin and Kat, and we spell out the word and. .com, so austinandcat.com. There's also actually a link on the homepage that you can follow along on our bus journey and see the places that we've been, see the bus, see some videos. I got some cool drone videos of us driving through Amish country
and of course
a buggy going by. And yes, it's been an amazing, amazing adventure. And the bus is purple, so it's true Austin and Kat colors.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Well, I just want to propose a toast to you for being my guest, for being so awesome, and for celebrating the holidays with me. A little early, but
you too.
Still
happy
works.
Happy holidays.
You too. We're good. We just have to worry about the turkey. Well, I also want to propose a toast to my executive producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And to our audience for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, no matter what you celebrate, if you celebrate. I hope your pets are well. Give them a hug for me. Say hello to them for me. And please be sure you keep yourself safe. I will see you again in 2025. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers. To learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Thanks for watching, and please make sure you like, subscribe, and follow on social media. Please rate us on your favorite podcasting platform so we can get these awesome conversations out to more pet parents just like you. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.